Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am Betsy McLaughlin, your host, and happy to welcome back Ms. Venus Castleberg. First and foremost, welcome back, Venus.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Betsy. How exciting.
I know. Well, you're so much fun to talk to and play with, so I've really been looking forward to our conversation today. And it's really interesting how many conversations I have had, and even in just the last week, about money. Mm-hmm. So how fortuitous that we chose to talk today about money play. And those are sometimes words that you don't say together in the same breath.
Right.
And I love the description here. So let me, if you don't mind bearing with me for a moment, and I will read what we're, you know, a little bit more about what we're going to talk about today. And I'm wondering, really, what if your relationship to money could be more fun, more ease, more play, and have it be that same type of thing when you are with somebody that you adore and you have so much fun hanging out and being together, and you don't feel like it, any part of it is a chore or hard work or anything. And what if every day you woke up thinking, what fun and play and magic and money could I have today? Could I invite into my life? And what if you started treating money like your new best friend? Ooh. Well, Venus, tell everybody a little bit about you.
Oh, a little bit? I got a lot. No, I'm Well, some of you may actually know me. I was a radio show host on this radio show. My show was called Outside the Impossible. And it was, you know, like Betsy, we really enjoy empowering people to know that there's something else completely different and possible out there in every area of life. And so I'm an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, a Joy Business Certified Facilitator, and I've been a life coach, transformation agent, empowerment coach for 21 years. So I've been playing in this vein genre for quite a while. And I love what I do because I love seeing people's lives change for the better.
I love that. Yes, it really is so fun to see people transform and, you know, choose more and reach for it, play with, and see their vibrancy break through a lot of shells and things that many of us have put into place. And it's just so fun to watch and contribute to. You know, I love how you put that. Thank you very much. And for you, with money, did you always have a playful, joyful outlook.
Definitely not always. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we're all young, almost all of us, when we're young, we don't really have reference points or ideas about money. And I definitely had this, like, it was limitless. Even when I was real young, and I was like, I didn't understand the concept of money and all that stuff, and at least not the way this reality says it. So for me, I was just like, it was just like money was easy. And then as I grew up, I saw everybody else around me making it hard. And of course, I had to try that on for size for a while, because I was like, well, maybe they know better because they're adults and, everybody else is suffering with it. So maybe I should. So I definitely tried that on for a little while. That didn't really work for me. So I'm happy that I've, in the last few years, even really started to shift back into like having fun with it. Enjoying it and being grateful for what I do have, and even what I don't have, has really changed my point of view from it's hard and difficult to there's a different possibility here. And yeah.
Well, the way you said it was, I really want to ask you a couple more questions about that. So you said, I tried it on for size for a while. And when you said that, I got this visual image. If you guys listen to the show at all, you know I'm a very visual person. And what came in immediately was where you're like trying on different size clothes. You know, oh, this one doesn't fit, this one doesn't fit. And yet you keep trying it for a while until something shows up that actually works for you. So for you, when you said, well, I tried it on for a while and it didn't work for me, what did you start doing that changed having it not work for you to something that is fun and playful and joyful, which I know you to be?
Thank you. Well, I've been $60,000 in debt twice, and I've gotten myself out of it twice. And I was actually in an Access Consciousness Foundation class, probably like my third one. And my friend who was facilitating it was like, she looked at me and she says, okay, so you've been $60,000 in debt twice and gotten out of it twice. So that shows you have the capacity to create $60,000. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, I never seen it that way, right? Like, I did. I was able to create that. She said, well, then why don't you create it in the positive instead of go negative and then get yourself out? And so I took on her challenge and the have account. And I reached that a couple years ago. And I haven't ever really worried about money since. I mean, we all have, I think as you get more money, you definitely have more things. So there's still times where I'm like, wait, and then I'm like, nope, I'm not choosing stress. I choose to have fun and ease and play with it. And gratitude's probably the biggest thing that I changes something in the minute that I'm, if I feel some stress about it. Yep.
Fabulous, fabulous. So what is a have account?
Well, interestingly enough, most people in the world like get money and they pay their bills. I was one of those people too. It was like, you get money, you pay your bills. You get money, you pay
Isn't
your
that
bills.
Is that what you do?
Right. And I'll tell you this, if your focus is paying your bills, the universe will say, oh, wow, cool. Okay, you must like paying bills. I'll give you more bills. Ever notice that? Right? So the have account is putting 10% away from every dollar you earn into a account that's just for you. And It's just an honoring of you. It's not meant to be spent. It's not a savings account. It's not, you know, the thing that you save for the rainy day. If you feel like you need a savings account for a rainy day, I just highly recommend you have another one for that. And mm-hmm. that you have this have account that just grows. And if you're putting 10% away as an honoring of you, and it's the first thing you do when money comes in, the universe goes, oh, wow, her priority is her and honoring her. So I'm going to support that. It's such a beautiful practice. And it's really just had me value even myself more than, and everything gets paid. It's just like, but I value myself more than my bills.
mm-hmm. And, you know, that may seem like insignificant, and that I too totally get the value of actually valuing yourself and honoring yourself and changing from working in, there's this thing, you know, working for the man, right? You're just working to survive, pay your bills, and on to the next thing. And when you start changing that point of view, that, you know, and you include you in all of what you're creating, and you have that honoring, there is such a difference. And, you know, no matter how long it takes for you to change whatever it is you'd like to change with your money, having that, like flipping that switch is the beginning of your journey to something that you may, you know, like it's the unexplored territory. And like for me, the same thing, you know. And when you said, if you are always focused on paying your bills, and the universe is going to bring you more bills, that's so true. And it's not to say that we don't pay our bills and honor when they come in and pay them, but it's not the very first thing that our attention goes to. And that to me was where I started to, when I started changing that, that's when my money situation started changing. And when I do get bills now, I don't have that panic that, oh my God, how am I going to pay these? I know that it'll all work, you know, it will get paid and the universe will provide. And so having that, isn't that for you the same? Like, there's just something so different there.
Right. Well, there becomes an ease with yes. it. Like, there is a magic, and you guys have to kind of figure this out for yourself. There is a magic number for each person mm-hmm. that when you get to that magic number in your have account, you'll never worry about money ever again. Money, it just becomes a magnet for more money. But to tell you what that number is, I can't tell you that because it's different yeah. for everybody.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, because it's that what you focus on is what more is going to show up. So what would you like to focus on? Do you want to focus on the lack and the negativity? Would you like to focus on the, you know, the fun and what you actually could create? And I know I've mentioned this before on the show where I said, you know, I prided myself on being a fabulous problem solver. Mm-hmm. I could solve any problem. You come to me with the problem and I would come up with an answer. And it got to the point where people were just literally dumping like their garbage trucks in front of me. It's like, what is going on? Why does this keep showing up? And then one day I realized, well, that's what I'm putting my attention on, how good of a problem solver I am. I'm going to put on my toolbox and solve it. When I was like, okay, maybe I could choose something different now and started in changing my point of view and my attention, now I don't have the same dumping of the garbage truck, you know, of garbage in front of me. And So I wonder what other areas in your life, Venus, have you made this kind of shift?
Well, I would even say that if you were to take the practice of gratitude, you could change anything in your life. If you were in, I mean, it's changed my relationships, my partnerships. Having gratitude for the people that are in my life and the, you know, the friends and all that, rather than judging like how my partner's not doing something or not, like it's the same thing with money. If you treat money like, your worst enemy or, you know, like the person you don't want to hang out with, well, money's not going to want to come hang out with you.
Yeah.
But if you're grateful for it, you're like, wow, I'm so grateful for the $10 I have in my wallet or, you know, penny I find on the ground or $100 I have in the bank. Like if you can be grateful for whatever you have, gratitude will grow, but judgment kills. So, and that's true of anything, your relationships, your businesses, your creations, whatever you're creating. Like the minute you go into judgment, you start to kill it. So finding that gratitude can change anything exponentially.
Wow.
Have you found that too, Betsy?
That was so beautifully said, and abso-frickin-lutely. Yeah, gratitude grows and judgment kills. Like, period, end of story.
Mic drop.
Yes, mic drop, for sure. Meme. Definitely, we could make a meme and a graphic there as well. So, you know, and doesn't mean to say by any stretch of the imagination that we're perfect. Well, I should just speak for myself. I'm so sorry, Venus. I should not speak on your behalf.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I want to make sure. Yeah. Perfect is an interesting word. I would say, do I have it all figured out? No.
Awesome.
Is it getting better and easier every day? Absolutely.
So. Absolutely. Yes. Awesome. Oh my goodness. Well, I do believe we're about to go to our break. When we come back from break, we will talk some more about money play with Venus Castleberg today. Yay!
Thank you.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We are here today with the wonderful Venus Castleberg. Venus, how can people find you if they would like to have more conversations with you?
Thank you. I have a website, venuscastleberg.com. You can also find me at accessconsciousness.com/Venus Castleberg. And I'm on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn. What's the other one? Instagram.
Just everywhere.
Yeah. Just everywhere. I'm pretty sure if you Google me, I'm the only Venus Castleberg that pops up.
Yeah, probably. Like right now, Betsy isn't a very common name either, so it makes it a little bit easier for people to find me. And if anybody's looking for me, they can find my website, Creating Yumminess.
I love that website.
Sorry, creatingyumminess.com. Yeah, I went, what is my website? Thank you. And my email is accessbetsy@gmail.com. And Venus and I actually have a couple of co-creations coming up that we would love to invite you to. Venus, would you like to tell everybody about them?
Sure. A week from today, we're doing Putting the Fun Back in Business. It's a little intro two-hour afternoon thing. That'll be super fun. And then we have on the 31st and the 1st, we have a business and money little two-day workshop. So yeah, just taking these conversations that we're having and elaborating deeper. There's so much more that's possible with business and money. And it can be fun. It can be joyful. It does not have to be hard. It does not have to be difficult. You don't have to work dollar for hour. Now, I'm not telling you to go quit your job, but I'm also saying there is a different possibility out there. Like, what if even if you could have more fun in your job, whatever your job is, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's money, play, joy, and business. In a lot of people's worlds, and myself included, it's not always been a fun or an easy thing. And I was actually just on a staff call with Access Consciousness, and there were 200 people on a Zoom. It was great. And looking at these people, thinking, okay, this is not a typical staff meeting. Everybody's happy and joyful. Nobody's complaining. Everybody is in that space of gratitude that you talked about a little earlier, grateful for each other, grateful for the possibilities. Nobody's complaining about being at home, you know, stuck in COVID. If you guys are listening to this a couple years in the future, you know, this call is from 2020 in the summer when most of the world is still being said to stay home. And it was such a nurturing energy to be in, to be with 200 people. Nobody's complaining. Everybody's happy, happy to be together. And what can we create? And what is possible now? And asking those kinds of questions. And I was looking at that going, this is so different. I used to be in the corporate world, and when you had staff meetings, you're like, oh no, it's a staff meeting. You know, and people, they would go on and on and on and complain, and, you know, somebody's getting yelled at or whatever. And this was, and it's so refreshing. And just looking at that, like, wonder what, so yes, you can have money, joy, play, and business all be together in your life. Mm-hmm. What would you like to add to that, my dear?
Well, I'd love to go back even to what you said in the very beginning of this of this program, because you were talking about you being a problem solver. Well, we were all taught to be problem solvers. Mm. And And staff meetings were designed to get us together to go, okay, what's the problem? What do we have to fix? Let's go take care of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, like you're saying, access consciousness actually invites everybody to a different possibility. Let's come together and see what we can create. Let's come together and see what future we want to create instead of worrying about like what we have to fix or what the problems are right now. It's like, it's such a different mindset. And again, it's even that point of view, like changing your point of view. If you're focusing on problems, you'll find more problems. If you're focusing on possibility and you're asking questions, you will see something completely different as a possibility.
Yes. And that is one of the things that brings me so much joy, is that there really truly are infinite possibilities. And so if I can get out of my own way of anywhere where I may have a limiting belief, a limiting point of view that is blocking me from asking what those infinite possibilities actually are and inviting them into my universe, then that's where the magic happens. Yum, yum, yum. What other magical things have you created with the gratitude and the questions and the play with money? So that's the first question. Here comes the second part of it. You said twice you got yourself $60,000 in debt and then got out of it. Not once, but twice. That's how magical you are. What have you changed there? And what can you share with the listeners?
Well, it really was changing the point of view. It was going, okay, I'm clearly capable of creating $60,000. So why don't I do it in the green? this is another thing that I had to actually address. So probably the reason why I was $60,000 in debt twice was because I believed everything was possible, but that money was going to fall out of the sky. And so it was okay for me to go into debt because it would get handled, right? So kind of like thinking that money grows on trees, and then I had to I could sit on a beach and it would just come to me. Well, okay. I've learned something a little different since then. I've actually learned that I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And that also means I choose to be in action. So for me, debt was created out of reaction. Mm-hmm. And the possibility of actually having money came from taking action. But then I'm not sitting around waiting for life to happen. I'm actually out there living life, enjoying life. And I still hit stuff for sure. You know, I don't know if we're ever not going to hit stuff in life. Mm-hmm. It's not like we get somewhere and then you stop. But I'm not waiting for life to happen to me. And that's such a different focus, because for a long time I did the other. Yep.
Okay. So you said that you've shifted from reaction to action. What are some of the actions, either steps or questions or whatever you would like to share with us on what you've done to turn from reaction to action?
Access consciousness has a couple of really great questions that are they work no matter what. They work if things are crappy and they work if things are great. And it's like, what else is possible? and how does it get even better than this? So even if things are going great, it can get better. You know, it's kind of easy to ask if things are not so great to go, oh, how does it get better than this? Because everybody's like, well, I just want to get out of this. But I also became willing to do whatever was light. So if if there's a lightness in your world, it's what's true for you. For me, I guess in a way, to so people can understand it, it's become a little bit like a guiding star, my internal GPS that says, go that way, talk to that person, you know, do that class, have a radio show. Like all those little whispers that we get all the time, I used to not listen to them. Now I listen to them and I take action.
So you listen to them and you take action instead of maybe in the past, did you ignore them?
Yeah, I would just be like, oh, that's a great idea. But I, maybe I'd be like, oh, it's that was for somebody else or something. I really, I'll be honest, I was lazy. I wasn't willing to do the work. I was just like, no, I don't want to do that. And but then I realized life was kind of passing me by because I was sitting waiting for it to happen to me. And I was like, oh, this, I actually want to live. And I'm choosing. And being willing to just live, you know, instead of waiting to live, which a lot of, I'll just speak for myself, which I did for a long time. It was like.
So asking questions and shifting where you were, where and what you were focusing on are some of the things that you've talked about that have, that really have shifted your life. So did you also have any place where you were like mad at yourself for creating the debt that you did?
Yes, I definitely went down that rabbit hole first. But as we already talked about, you know, judgment kills, and it even stops question. It stops you looking for those like, well, what else is possible here? And how does it get better than this? Right. And I, you know, I had a little hiccup last year. It was kind of, and it was super cool because I'm now in a romantic partnership that also is a business partnership. And we have very different views on money. That's neither's right or wrong, good or bad. They're just different, right? But but last year, when we became partners, my income increased exponentially.
Woo-hoo!
But his decreased. And it was so funny to see for a moment, for a couple months even, we were focusing on the decrease in his. And not the increase of mine. And it was such a stressful couple of months. And then I just like, I looked at that and I stopped one day and I went, wait, stop. I'm like, I'm making exponentially more than I ever have before. Can we focus on that and be grateful for that? And then it was cool because then the gratitude that we both started to have then shifted both of our finances. But it's so easy because we're trained to focus on what's wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
And this isn't something that you can say, well, I went out and I worked 20 extra hours a week to pay off my debt. This is something that is can be viewed as something way more ethereal, you know, or just like, and some people can say, oh, you know, that's just hocus pocus and it doesn't really work. And yet here you are talking about how it actually changed things for you and your partner. And that's just a beautiful example of how it doesn't make sense logically, you know?
No.
And a lot of what we talk about, if you go to your logical brain, it doesn't make sense. And so could you talk a little bit about that piece?
Sure. Well, and this is the piece that shifted for me around the being willing to do whatever it took. So I set out a target 3 years ago to get to be $60,000 in the green. And I had no idea how I was going to do that. Right. I was like, I'm doing it. Like it was a demand of myself and an ask of the universe. And so I chose to be a yes to everything that felt light to me. Mm-hmm. During that time, I actually got offered, two jobs that I had never had before. I got offered, coaching a big business, which was super fun, and changing their financial reality. And then I also got asked to do a job that I had never done before. I had done the act before, but I had never gotten paid what they were paying. It was an hour drive from where I lived. And people were like, wow, why would you do that? Why would you do that drive? And it was so light for me to do it. And I created so much wealth in that year because I was willing to do whatever it took. It didn't matter. If it was light and it was going to be fun for me, I went and did that. And that created something. One, I think it really created a belief in myself. Like, wow, I really can. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, and I really can create something beyond a problem.
Isn't that something? So that realization that you can create beyond a problem and even out-create everything that you have created so far, it's a beautiful example of what you've been talking about in this show today, where you made the demand that this was changing, and then you were willing to do whatever it took to change it.
Yep.
And so I wonder, even in my own life, you know, I look at, okay, what have I been unwilling to actually be the demand for? And look at it and change it and be that demand. We are at our second commercial. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Venus Kasselberg today talking about money play. Yay. Stay tuned, guys.
Thanks.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Venus, we're having such a wonderful conversation today. Wondering, right as we went to break, you were talking a little bit about making that demand and being taking action instead of always being in reaction. And, you know, there was this point in my life where I referred to myself as a firefighter. There's another great, you know, thing. I was felt like all I was doing was putting out fires. Now I look at that and go, oh, goodness gracious, Betsy. So, and I no longer have that point of view. And in that, like that, so there was a demand in my world that that was changing. Now, it may have been more subtle or, you know, something different than I don't think I actually literally said the words out loud. I don't want to be a firefighter anymore. And, you know, so I shifted my attention and my energies somewhere different. And that's what you've been talking about and describing in our conversation today. How do you weave everything that we've been talking about together with money and play and joy and business and be a demand for what you would like to create? Are there, besides what you've already shared with everybody, are there other questions or tools that you use that creates all of this for you?
Well, I think I'd love to thank you for the question, Betsy. And I'd love to elaborate a little bit more on the gratitude piece. Because there's let's even break it down a little bit. So let's say you are somebody who right now has $100 in your bank account, and next week you have a bill for $150. And we're sitting here saying, put 10% away for yourself. And right. You're like, okay, so now I have $90 to pay my bill in a week for $150.
Right? Wait a minute. You guys have to go back to school and figure out math.
Right? Totally. So, but, you know, and I do empathize because I've been there, right? So,
oh, yeah.
And,
me too.
And, but if you look at that $90 and your point of view is that is not enough, that is the energy that you're putting out there. So sometimes the willingness to do whatever it takes is the willingness to be grateful even when you can't feasibly figure out how it's going to work. I have great news for you. You don't need to know how. You have gratitude for what you have, and you ask the universe to bring the rest, and you will be surprised at how many times you're surprised.
You know, that's just, it's actually bringing tears to my eyes that I'm looking at that in my own life. And there's so much time that I have spent spinning my wheels in my head going, how am I going to do this? What am I going to, you know, I don't know how, I don't know how, I don't know how. Right. And so I would stop dead in the tracks, anything that actually desired to be created, because I was trying to figure out how to do it before I even, you know, left the gate.
Right.
And here you are saying to everybody that you don't know, you don't need to know how. And if you're actually willing to trust, and you talked about this a little bit earlier, the whispers and the nudges will show up. And that's when you take the action.
Right. And you're not, you're not judging yourself. You're not going, oh, wow, I've only got $90. You've now judged that. And then a lot of people then go into, like you said, the fix it mode. Okay, well, I guess I could pick up an extra shift at work, or, which I'm not saying that you don't do that, but if you were doing it from being grateful for what you have and going, what can I create now? What can I choose now? What else is truly possible? Those questions open up the possibilities. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been in a space going, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Okay, that's not my job. I'm asking the universe, and then whatever it takes. But then somebody like gifts me money or takes me out for dinner, or, you know, it's like, wow, uh-huh. I didn't see that coming, you know? So, you know, being grateful and then asking for what it is that you'd like. And then mm-hmm. like Betsy mentioned, you know, follow those little nudges, those little whispers that say, go here, even when it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Cause you're going to get those that like, you should go a different way home. And you're like, why? That's the long way home. And,
right.
and you're like, and then you're like, and then you go to a different store that you've never been in, and you meet somebody who actually, you know, is a filmmaker and wants to have you in the film. If you're, you know, it's so random. You don't know how it's going to happen. But it also just gets, it's so much more magical, right? Life mm-hmm. is so much more magical. And I think, mm-hmm. Betsy, I'd love for you to share a little bit. I think you've actually done this recently with your body, haven't you?
I have, actually.
Cool. What magic are you creating?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's for the first time ever in my whole entire life. And I have had the point of view. And here's that is like the key right there. I had the point of view that I was always in a struggle and a fight with my body. So what did I create? I created struggle and fight and war with my body. And I made a demand in December that was changing. Like I was in a lot of pain and like something has to change here because I was not enjoying how my body was screaming at me, and I finally started paying attention. And okay, body, you know, like what is required? And really started having conversations and getting in touch and communion with me. And in that, I have released a lot of weight, and it has been so easy. And it's never, ever, ever been easy, you guys, ever. And I could tell you about every single diet out there. I bet you I've done it, tried it, and always wondered why the hell couldn't I keep the weight off. And it's just, it's so different this time. And and it's like, wow, really? And if I had any freaking clue that it actually could be like this, Lord have mercy, the strife and judgment, I could have saved myself. But, you know, it's all okay. And I honestly do not judge myself. And when you talked about the gratitude piece and how important that is for me as well, I am so grateful, honestly, for the whole entire journey. Okay. It wouldn't have been my first choice logically. There's that logic thing again. And yet it's been such a gift in my life, all the ups and downs and every size I've been and everything. It's created so much. And when I look at it from that place and from the space of gratitude for my body to never give up on me, oh my God, I am beyond eternally grateful for my beautiful body always being there and never, ever judging me. I've judged the heck out of myself, but my body never has. And in all of that, it's showing me a whole different, we talked about, you know, possibilities. There's a whole possibility, tons of possibilities, and I have now allowed myself to choose and create. And thank you for asking the question, Venus. So it was very sweet of you. Thank you.
Well, it's such a mirror image. I mean, that's, we bring it up here because mm-hmm. it's not, they're not separate. Like,
no,
if it, and it's the same with money. It's like, if you, it, and this is the way most people are, they judge money. Money has never judged you. Mm-hmm. Right? We judge our bodies, but our bodies are never judging us. So it's like, if we can change to that perspective of like, how much gratitude can we have for our bodies, yeah. for our businesses, for yeah. our lives, you know, for our yeah. friends, you know?
Yeah. Well, and you said that so beautifully. It's not, none of these things that you've mentioned are separate.
Right.
And I know I was very good at separating all of these things. My business is over here and my personal life is over here. My relationship is here. And then, you know, over here, oh yeah, maybe I'll try to remember about my finances. And maybe sometime once in a blue moon, I might consider my body. You know, and did any of that work very well for me? That would be a big no. So what have you done to incorporate all of the pieces of your life, have them all be woven together in a beautiful tapestry?
Well, the wonderful, lovely Simone Millicis wrote a book called Joy of Business, which is what mm-hmm. even our classes are based off of. And mm-hmm. She said, your business is your life. Your life is your business. Like, there is no separation. So I think when I first heard her say that, it was like, wow, it's like, there's no, like, we so want to compartmentalize everything in life, but what if it was all life, all of it's life, right? And then it's just what you do with it. Your point, what point of view would you like to have about it? Would you like for it to be a painful life or would you like for it to be a fun life?
I don't know about you, but I'm pretty well done with the painful life stuff.
Yes. Yes. And even when I have my hiccups, I'm like, I know there's another possibility here. Like, I just, that's it, if that's the only thing that I tell myself when I'm in the moment is I'm just like, I know there's another possibility here. And it changes so much faster. I mean, I remember being like struggling with stuff for like weeks, months, years, right? And then to have something like even this miracle magic that you're creating with your body, it's only been a few months, right? Like six months or something, right?
Yep.
It's so fast.
Yes.
When you change your point of view.
It really, really is. And, you know, I'm on this great adventure that I've never really allowed myself to be on before. Wow, I just realized that. And I wonder what other adventures we are not allowing ourselves in all parts of our lives, you know, with our friends, with our relationships, romantic and otherwise, with our relationships with money and income and jobs and all of that. Like, what adventures have we not allowed ourselves that now, like today, we could actually allow ourselves and ask for? Wow. Yep.
And this is so great, Betsy, because this is like, you guys have heard my story of changing my financial reality. Betsy's done it too, and she's also changed her body. Like, if you change one thing in your life, that shows you can change anything.
And especially if it's something that you had decided along the way was impossible, insurmountable, you know, whatever other words you've told yourself. And then you show yourself that, hey, maybe it isn't as impossible and insurmountable as I always thought it was. From that space, it's like the world is your oyster, right? Yeah, baby.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my goodness. Well, as we finish up our conversation today, I will again invite everybody, if they enjoyed today, this is just a little taste of a couple of calls that Venus and I are doing. One is on July 21st, and it's a taster. And then the other one is a longer class broken into 2 days on July 31st. And we would love for you to come play with us. And you can find, we've got events out on Facebook. If you can't find it, it's on the Access Consciousness website, or message myself or Venus, and we will get you the links. And we would love for you to play with us. And Venus, thank you so much for being on today and sharing your story. You know, it's not always easy to talk about something like that. And, you know, you talked about it so beautifully and courageously. And it takes courage to look at something like that and actually choose to change it. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Betsy. And thank you for the gift and invitation that you are as well.
Oh, thank you. You guys go have a great, great, great week. And go play with money. And you might want to listen
making
to
your friend
again. Right? Make money your best friend. Thank you, Venus. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Take care, everyone.
Bye, everybody.